Good afternoon. High pressure will continue to dominate the weather for the day today, and as a result, we are going to see it reach its peak intensity, which is going to give us a cloud-free day and very light winds. The highs for the day should once again reach into the upper 60s to mid 70s. The record high for Poughkeepsie is expected to be broken, and we should come very close at Glens Falls and at Albany. What we are going to continue to see for the day today is another beautiful day, and for the night tonight, good radiational cooling will occur thanks to a clear sky with nearly calm winds. This should result in some areas of fog once again, especially in the valleys, but the lows will generally reach into the upper 30s to lower 40s. Compared to the previous nights, there may be a wide range in temperatures from place to place, depending on which locations have a calm wind versus those that have a continued light breeze. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, we are seeing record-breaking heat expected today to expand over the Midwest, Northeast, and Mid-Atlantic over the next 2 days, as high pressure along the East Coast and the approaching low-pressure system in the Plains are expected to pull warm air northward. High temperatures are likely between 30 and 40 degrees above average for parts of the upper Midwest and Northeast through Monday. The increased pressure gradient along the foothills of the Central Rockies caused by the crossing of the previously mentioned area of low pressure will generate strong winds, leading to an elevated fire risk for that area through Monday. Also, too, we are seeing impacts from Tropical Storm Eta over the Florida Peninsula as heavy rain, thunderstorms, and strong winds continue over parts of the state. The persistence of heavy rainfall over southern Florida may lead to flash flooding through Monday. Over 5 inches of rain is expected to fall across South Florida by Tuesday morning. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 91 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of negative 1 just to the south of Neihardt, Montana. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 76. In Boston, sunny with a high near 71. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 66. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 51, while the average low is 34. The record high of 75 was set back in 1975, while the record low of 18 was set back in 1971. Today's sunrise was at 6:39 a.m. The sun is set to set at 4:39 p.m. It's a total of 10 hours of daylight today. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 22 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and the Lake George area. We are looking at sunny skies for the day today with very light winds as our highs reach into the upper 60s and low 70s. And for the night tonight, we will stay mostly clear with overnight lows dropping down into the low 40s and upper 30s. We could see some patchy fog developing as we get past the midnight hour. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon and calm winds as our highs reach into the mid to upper 70s. And for the night tonight, we will stay with mostly clear skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 40s, a couple spots into the upper 30s, and again, some patchy fog may develop before sunrise. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at sunny skies for this afternoon with light southwest winds as our highs look to reach into the upper 60s and low 70s. For the night tonight, we can expect to see some clear skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 40s and upper 30s, and we could see some patchy fog developing before sunrise. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon as highs reach into the low to mid-70s. For the night tonight, we'll stay mostly clear as our overnight lows drop down into the low 40s and some spots into the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at sunny skies for that this afternoon as our highs reach near the low to mid-70s. For the night tonight, we'll stay mostly clear with overnight lows dropping down into the low 40s. We could see some patchy fog developing before we get to sunrise. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will see sunny skies once again as high pressure continues to dominate the weather across the region. Highs once again look to reach near 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.